Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with more positive business talk than you can shake a Pokemon stick at, that's for sure. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, your business is our business, and there's no business like the Pokemon business. I've changed it recently.
You have?
Yeah.
I get adding Pokemon.
Well.
But he's not that into it.
You have to. It's not that I am into it or not into it. I'm a reporter, a legitimate reporter of the news. And as such, I must investigate and do my research.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being the tone of the segment, you know what time it is. It's time for You Choose the News, the top of the hour game show where we've actually chosen the news and Angel gets to choose the order in which we deliver it.
Ish.
Sort of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll see if we can get through it because there's a lot of news going on out there. An ever-dwindling supply of puns.
What?
That's correct.
No, the puns aren't going anywhere.
You might think so, but we'll talk about that. That's one segment. Oh, gosh, I can't say that over the air. Wet kitty. There's a wet kitty in the news. Pokemon Go drones.
Of course.
Or, you remember Pizza Rat?
No, I don't remember Pizza Rat.
Meet Pizza Rat's cousin.
Okay.
All right, so meet Pizza Rat's cousin, or Pokemon Go drones, wet kitty, or ever-dwindling supply of puns.
Let's talk about your ever-dwindling supply of puns.
It's not mine, because I would never have this problem, but apparently the craft breweries are losing creativity. With thousands of small breweries trying to out-clever themselves with memorable product names, the inevitable, or so this author says, the inevitable has happened. The English-speaking world has run out of silly beer names.
What?
Yeah. Here's a fun yet illustrative example. Saugatuck Brewing Company advertised a fake beer called Murica to make fun of Budweiser's rebranding of their flagship brew as America through the 2016 presidential election. Yet a New Zealand company used that name for an actual American pale ale in 2014. That may not have caused a trademark dispute, but it was a little confusing. We're literally running out of words in the English language that haven't been already taken, a lawyer who deals with beer name trademark cases told Wall Street Journal. Literally running out of words is... Oh, somebody actually scampered off to write literally running out of words as a beer name.
Okay.
That's pretty...
We've run out of beer names.
Yeah, you know, and they've got all kinds of fun and clever beer names going on in the new craft brewery. But get a little creative, you know. A hairstylist that is called a little off the top. Now, I've never been there. I'm just saying, I've heard of one. It apparently has something to do with...
In Aspen, I heard there was like this Aspen beer called Yard's Ale.
Yard's Ale. I like it. Yard's
Ale. Yard Sale.
Good.
Yard's Ale, right?
There you go. And, of course, anybody who's skied Aspen knows what a yard sale is.
Right.
Okay, so there's that. Wet Kitty or Pokemon drones, Pokemon Go drones, or meet the Pizza Rat's cousin.
Oh, Pizza Rat's cousin.
Pizza Rat's cousin is Bagel Rat. And Bagel Rat carries a cream cheese top bagel at a New York subway station. Woman at the New York subway station captured video of a bizarre sight, a rat carrying a bagel with cream cheese spread on it. Chloe Finch posted the video to YouTube showing the unusual rat as she spotted on the D train platform at the Atlantic and Barclays Center station in Brooklyn. The video shows the rat carrying the bagel that appears to have been covered in cream cheese. Wow. One rat, one whole poppy seed bagel with schmear. You know, this is only news because Pizza Rat made all the news as it was trying to carry a piece of pizza up a flight of stairs in the subway.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Oh,
no.
Gosh. It was about 6 months ago. Jimmy Fallon went crazy with it. Everybody in the news talked about Pizza Rat.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I'm not in the news.
So, you're not.
Right, yeah.
No.
I just follow you.
Oh, that's why I'm here.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we've got a wet kitty or
Pokemon
Go drones, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Go players are using drones to, quote, cheat at augmented reality game. In San Diego, a group of San Diego engineers who cheated at Pokemon Go posted a video of how they used a drone to hunt for the digital monsters. The Dronemon Go video posted to YouTube shows how the engineers used screen mirroring to sync up a pair of cell phones and attached one to an aerial drone. The men flew the drone over San Diego and were able to capture Pokemon from the air. We definitely cheated, the team conceded. Team member Radley Angelo said they were seeking a less physically strenuous way to capture Pokemon because you actually have to walk.
I know, there was a Pokemon... Strenuous. You know, I was with somebody and they were, we were inside and there was a Pokemon apparently in the middle of the street and they're like, yeah, I don't want to get up and go get it.
Yeah. You know, going to bring out the best, going to bring out the worst. They were looking for a less physically strenuous way to capture the Pokemon.
Have you seen the meme about the dog? The dog like lying down,
completely
exhausted.
Yeah.
He says, we've gone on our sixth walk today. What the heck is a Pokemon?
Right.
Right? Because you're taking your dog out for all of a sudden all these walks, taking your kids out.
There are some really cool things that are happening.
Even your kids
Pokemon,
have gone
world.
Gone for walks now.
My son and my son together.
Your first walk ever.
Together, which is kind of cool. I mean, not ever. When he was a little kid, I used to walk with him. Heck, I used to push him. And that didn't come out right. In a stroller. Come on, keep walking, kid. Interesting to see how people are trying to get around the system. And drones and syncing, mirroring two cell phones, which is something I do not know how to do. But if I did, I might buy a drone. Finally, this in the news, a do-it-yourself backyard security system turns on the sprinklers when it sees a trespassing cat.
Really?
That's the wet kitty.
Huh.
What's the best way to stop cats from pooping in your garden? Depending on who you ask, answers might include ultrasonic cat repellents, chicken wire, or use of certain plants to protect your lawn from feline defecation. For NVIDIA, system software engineer Robert Bond, however, there's only one ever possible solution. Training a deep learning neural network to turn on the garden sprinklers whenever it recognized a cat in his front yard.
Oh, well, yeah, I can see lots of people using this for all sorts of trespassers.
So listen to this. I mounted a camera on the garage that looks out over the garden. The camera is set to send images whenever something changes. The TX1, the system, then uses deep learning to decide whether or not the thing that moved is a cat or something else. If it's a cat, then it activates the sprinkler systems.
How does it know if it's a cat or
it's
something else?
It's deep learning. It's deep learning.
Deep learning. I mean, what if it's a squirrel? What if it's a
listen, you know the difference between a cat
coyote.
And a squirrel.
Coyote. What if
no,
it's...
bigger, bad, different gait. Okay. Deep learning knows cats, and so do I. And by golly, this is a wet cat. Kitty, kitty. Bond says he started training his neural network with a data a set of about 1.2 million pictures gathered from the internet of cats. Because what's the internet good for? Cats!
It is good for cats.
Uh-huh. It was almost worthless for what I needed to do because I was hunting for pictures of cats slinking around in my bushes, he explained. However, he decided to modify the neural network's training examples by adding pictures he had taken himself. Recognition scores immediately jumped to around 90%. The system hasn't been perfect, however. For one thing, during the training process, shadows were regularly classified as cats because they represented dark shapes moving across Bond's lawn. Even Bond wasn't immune from being classified as a feline. I went to mow my lawn, and the system somehow decided I'm a cat! And there goes the sprinklers. I think that's an adorable story. I'm always up for wet kitty stories, and...
You're always up for wet kitty
absolutely.
Stories.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. And there is no love lost between me and the feline race. That's the truth. But give me a wet kitty, and I'll tell that story all day long. Always up for it. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. One of our good friends, Chef Matt Curry, is in the house.
Right. You've heard his commercials, What's for Dinner? And, of course, we're going to start talking about dinner. Are you thinking about dinner already? It's only breakfast time.
I'm already
thinking about dinner. Chef Matt, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you. Chef, what are we doing today?
Today we have probably one of my favorite dishes. It is a Thai chicken and coconut soup.
Thai chicken and coconut soup? You
Yum.
Had me at yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, soup is one of my most favorite things. I can eat soup all year round, all the time. I can eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But tell us what's so special about this this dish.
Okay, so this dish, my sister, she was in the Peace Corps for 27 months. And on her way back, her and her friend and her boyfriend spent a month touring around Southeast Asia.
All right.
And in Thailand, they cooked with a Thai chef. And he sent her the recipes. And I immediately, April, I need those recipes right now. Give me. Because everybody's always asking me if I have a curry recipe.
Really?
Of course, no, Chef Curry.
And this is a Thai coconut and chicken soup.
All right.
So I should ask you, do you get a lot of requests for curry? Is that now a specialty because of the last name?
Not really, because everybody asks me, and then I know I've got my green curry that I have from the Thai chef now, so I can do it.
All right.
It can happen.
All right.
Okay, so why were you so fascinated when she was there that you wanted these recipes?
Because these are recipes from a Thai chef. Mm. So much food in America isn't original. We Americanize everything. Mm-hmm. Like one of the examples is all the Chinese food you get is not Chinese.
Nothing like you would get, right?
It's quote Chinese, unquote.
Even our Mexican food, nothing like you would eat, right? And so, yeah, we Americanize the whole thing. But part of that is, one, our culture, and two, isn't it part of the what ingredients are available here?
Yes and no. It's a lot. It was about what ingredients were available here. But now that globalization has kicked in, now you can get anything. And you'll notice there's some ingredients in this soup that you guys have probably never heard of.
Okay, so let's go through the breakdown, folks. And we're going to have this. You can always check it out on the video, and you can see the soup. Oh, my gosh, it looks amazing. We'll show you pictures of that in a moment. But let's hit right into it.
Okay, so you start off with 2 cans of coconut milk. And this recipe serves 4 to 6.
Okay.
It serves 6 if you're 6 angels, 4 if you're 4 Erics.
Easy now.
Might only serve 3 Erics.
Yeah,
and then we're going to go right into one of the weirdest ingredients that I didn't even work with in culinary school.
Water?
It's called galangal.
Oh, galangal.
Or galanga root. It's best described as ginger's big brother.
Okay.
I've only, the H Mart that's not far from your guys' office.
Right.
I haven't been able to find this there. I have to go to the Pacific Ocean Marketplace in either Aurora or I think the other one's in Denver.
All right.
But could I replace it with ginger? I love ginger.
Sorry, no.
No?
Like, no.
It's one of those ingredients. People ask me all the time, can I replace this with something?
Yeah. I am a big replacer.
Not this time.
There is nothing like this.
Okay. All right. Galangal.
Galangal root.
I've never even heard of it. Yep. All right. You're going to have to go to a specialty market for
it. What else?
Which is why you hire a private chef to actually come in and do it for you.
That's a good point.
Okay.
We have a stalk of lemongrass that... One thing you do with lemongrass in soup is you smash the heck out of it.
Well, yeah, because it's a very fibrous. So you pound it, and that releases the essential oils out of the lemongrass, right?
Angel, Eric knows what he's talking about.
He watches cooking shows. It's like one of his favorite things, right?
And then the next weird ingredient is kefir lime leaves.
They are
one of the coolest ingredients I've ever seen. Because what I call them, they're the bay leaf of Southeast Asia, basically. We smell them, and they actually smell just like lime.
Really?
They give a lot of flavor.
I mean, you can start to hear, like, some of these ingredients that are in here and how the flavors are going to start to really gem together. How long does it take to put a meal like this together, a dish like this?
Not long. I cooked a super large portion of this because I wanted to have some for you guys, and I'm going to be eating this over the next 3 days.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Is this recipe posted on your website, chefcurryscuisine.com?
Not yet. I haven't got all these. I am going to do. Actually, it might be. I don't know if I've done a blog.
Well, then how do they call you?
All right. Get some contact information.
Okay. Sure. If you want to call me, my phone number is 720-404-2798, or you can email me at chefcurryscuisine@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to go through some more of the ingredients here because we've got through the coconut milk. We've got a half cup of water.
Actually, cut the water. I realized that after I did this recipe.
All right, no worries. Galangal root, piece of lemongrass smashed well, four kefir?
Kefir.
Kefir lime leaves. Then what?
I do a pound of chicken breast,
Okay. Cut
into bite-sized pieces.
All right.
And then one yellow onion cut into thin slices. Let's see what else we've got here. The original recipe calls for tomatoes that are quartered, but I've found it's better and more easy to eat if I use a can of diced tomatoes.
All right. Canned tomatoes taste great because they're preserved.
They're also the best tomatoes. They put the best tomatoes in cans.
All right.
What else? Then I take a half a bunch of cilantro, mince that up really well.
All right.
Because that's a very classic Southeast Asian ingredient. Then a half pound of cremini mushrooms. And the kicker is one tablespoon of lime juice,
Ooh. Which
adds a really cool, it's like a pina colada but without all the sugar and alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah, right? But in my soup. All right. Okay. So just mix it all together. Let it cook. Or is there something special about how you cook it?
The best thing to do is put the galangal root and the lemongrass and the kefir lime leaves in first while the coconut milk is heating up because that allows the flavors to permeate through the coconut milk and add into the soup. Then you're just going to if I didn't mention the lemongrass, that's in there too. And then you're going to add the chicken breast, let that simmer. And also one key thing here is don't let it boil. If you let it simmer, it's going to cook the chicken breast fantastically. But if you get it boil, then it starts to get really tough.
Okay. All right. Chef Curry, can I taste this?
Yes, you may.
I'm going into convulsions, right?
Like, there's been food sitting in front of him for 8 minutes, and he hasn't been able to sample it. All right, Chef Curry, tell a little bit about the service you provide to folks in their home.
Well, as my commercial says, I answer the question that every working family has every night of the week.
What's for dinner?
I'll do this by sitting down with you, preparing a pair of 5 entree menus catered to your flavor and nutritional needs. Then I go to Sprouts, buy all the groceries, and then go into your home with all those groceries and cooking supplies to cook 2 weeks worth of money through Friday dinners for you and your family.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Are you in a
happy place? I'm so sorry.
Eric is in a happy place.
There was only one bowl. Angel, I'm so sorry.
So Eric's enjoying. What do you think?
It's amazing.
Right? Prepared by a personal chef. You could actually have this soup prepared to you by your own personal chef. He's going to come into your home. Meals like this and any other that you guys have committed to and agreed upon beforehand. He's going to go and find the ganga root and the kefir. Fear lime
root,
leaves, and lemongrass, and he's going to smash it for you, and he's going to leave it for you in your fridge, so when you come home, this is what's for dinner.
That coconut milk makes all the difference in the world. What a great
Chef addition. CurriesCuisine.com. Check him out at experienceprosdeals.com as well.
There you go.
Chef Curry, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You betcha. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk and not much soup right after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp. InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
And welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. How about this? Why don't you, for just a moment, sit back, relax, let the pros do what the pros do, and you can be champion of your day.
Oh, you want to be champion of your day. And how about this? You know, I think one of the things, especially during the summer, how do you become a champion mom? Well, we have a champion mom here in the studio. We have Christine Hernandez with Champion Carpet. You can find them online at championcarpetcolorado.com. They're a family-owned and operated business. They've been cleaning the Denver and beyond for over 25 years, and they take great care in truly mentoring their team to ensure that they provide the champion experience. And you can read their blog, Champion Mom, and find out how the pros are keeping it clean all summer long. Christine, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you.
Christine, very nice to have you along with us. How long have Champion Carpet's been around?
26 years this year.
26 years. All right.
So you didn't start this.
No.
It's a family-owned business. Tell us a little bit about the family dynamics.
So Jesse and my husband are taking it over from my parents. He bought into the company about 10 years ago, and I stepped in 2 years ago. So it's a lot of family, and we're growing fast. And
yeah, you are.
We have about 16 employees now. Or should I say team members. So yeah, it's been really awesome. It's been a great experience.
So this was your parents' business, and so you've been around this. You grew up with your parents running this business, and just jumped in yourself just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to jump in, Christine?
Well, I used to own a daycare, and then I was diagnosed with a brain condition, and I was kind of bored. and so I started helping, and, you know, Grace has a funny way of just putting where you need to be, and
yes.
I loved it. I have a heart for our team members and the demographic that we pull for employees, and so I'm excited. We're creating a mentorship for service-based businesses, and so we're excited about that.
I love that. You're creating a mentorship for service-based businesses. Mm-hmm. You're not just about your business, but you're about making the businesses of other people's businesses better, and I love that. What are some of the challenges? I know people get inspired when they hear stories of other people not just encountering but then overcoming challenges. What are some of the challenges you've experienced?
I'd say employees. I think right now it's hard for service-based businesses to find employees.
Yeah.
In my opinion, we're chasing them away with our high real estate prices, especially the demographic that we would pull. Right. They're not going to be making enough to pay rents every month.
Sure.
So it's hard. It's hard to keep employees. It's hard to keep people excited about their job, especially, I mean, everyone talks about the millennials and keeping them engaged. I think that's a challenge for sure. So you have to get creative.
Well, you're a millennial, are you not?
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's possible to keep them engaged. It's possible to overcome some of those challenges. And maybe we should get people to apply in pairs, and then they could be roommates.
Yes, yes.
I don't know.
We actually have that. So All joking aside.
She's like, we really do that. That is a real thing.
You know?
But you said you had to get creative. What are some things, Christine? Because I think there's a lot of folks that are, they have a service-based business, have those exact same struggles that you are dealing with. And I love that you're putting together that mentorship. But, you know, for brainstorming and some different things, like what have been some of the things that you thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe that worked, but that was, you know, a crazy idea and it did.
I think when you're dealing with service-based team members, I think it's important to think outside the box. And obviously when you're a small business, you don't have a huge budget to throw at employee retention. We have a break room that has snacks and stuff to make sandwiches in the morning. Guys love it. I mean, it's simple stuff like that. Instead of doing bonus program, like in our bonus program, we offer a paid day off. And that means way more to them than a cash value.
Sure.
Millennials have known to be like love time off. And so that's been a game changer for us.
We've heard about that, that having that flex time, just a little bit more flex time with my schedule, because, you know, when do we get time to, I don't know, do some of those things other than on the evenings and weekends when everybody else is trying to cram in all of those things. Okay, so if you could go back to the very beginning, think about when you first opened, what's something you might do differently?
My approach.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I walked in knowing, like thinking I knew everything because I had been in business before. And I think sometimes like life has a way of smacking you in the face and kind of putting you in your place. It's definitely you have to be careful with the way you approach things and be careful with how you just the way you say things.
Yeah.
If you say things a certain way, it's gonna affect.
Yeah, you can put people off or turn people on in many different ways. Our guest is Christine Hernandez. She's the marketing communications manager for CharpetsColorado.com. That's CarpetColorado.com. Mm-hmm. The number to call 303-424-8811. That's 303-424-8811. All right, you're in the business of marketing communications. What kind of marketing has been effective for Champion Carpet?
Well, Experience Pros. We get about 30% of our business now from Experience Pros.
Wow.
So, we didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
It's been definitely a game changer. Facebook, I interact a lot on Facebook neighborhoods. And just getting into the community, we service the community. So we get down and we interact on a direct level. Right. We try to be a part of different things and different events. And so that's really helped us. We get quite a bit of business from that.
I love that. Okay, so what's the best way that you stay connected with your customers? I know you guys offer an incredible experience for your customers. And making sure that your staff is trained. What's been one of the best ways that you guys stay connected with customers?
We do tons of stuff online with social media. We send out newsletters. We send out thank you cards to some of our bigger clients. And we host events. We try to make sure that in our networking, we're inviting people and letting them know where we're at and what we're doing. And staying connected that way. We give phone calls when we haven't heard from someone, just checking in and saying thank you for business. CR Conversations has been huge in
sure.
that aspect.
For that.
Just helping.
You actually have a blog, Champion Mom. Tell me a little bit about the blog.
It's been fun to do, taking my daycare background and having three kids of my own and just being able to help moms keep their home clean while they're working and trying to keep everything all in order. It's hard. As a mom, it's hard to work and keep your house in order. And we have two dogs as well. So it's a constant challenge to keep the house clean. So it's just a resource.
I haven't met your dogs, but I've met all three of your children and your husband. And what a lovely, lovely family.
Yes, absolutely. And experts at pet issues with carpets, right?
Right.
Probably because you have to be. Christine Hernandez with Champion Carpet Colorado, championcarpetcolorado.com. You know you want to get your house clean. You want to have that powerful team come in so you can relax, enjoy, and spend time with your family. Be a champion mom and call 303-424-8811, 303-424-8811. 8811. Follow the blog, Champion Mom. And then finally, Christine, how is it that you train your staff to take care of your customers, to model that same customer experience?
We do a lot of deep mentorship. So that means we teach morals, not just the technique of cleaning carpets. So we put in place those morals that maybe they didn't get when they were raised, or, you know, sometimes it's just common sense isn't always there. Like, right. Everyone has a different filter and a different view on things. So we have a really strong, just mentorship that teaches them that they're not alone. And we also do a lot of volunteer programs. So we'll go volunteer as a team, and that builds in, and it just shows them that they're not the center of everything.
You are a champion mom.
To your
team members as well. I don't know that we've done an interview that has raised the issue of mentoring so many times. And I think that is the secret juju to your success. You're building into your people, and I think that's remarkable. Just wonderful.
Right. Yeah, we're pretty excited, right? That's the first time we've been able to have Christine in the studio with us. Their deal is getting ready to go up on experienceprosdeals.com next week. So you'll be able to keep it clean all summer long. Christine, thanks so much for coming in today. ChampionCarpetColorado.com. Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm.
ChampionCarpetColorado.com.
Be sure to tell them Experience Pros sent you. And we thank you for tuning in. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. Home of ExperienceProsDeals.com.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at ExperienceProsDeals.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you. That's your standing invitation. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-FANDRAG, 855-326-2724. And tell us who's getting it right in business in your neighborhood. If you can hear us, it's live. And we want to hear those stories. You do something nice, right? Step outside of your comfort zone and do something intentionally positive for the business, local businesses in your community.
Right. We keep seeing all these posts, all these stories, and how kindness is really making such a difference. An act of kindness from one person in the community, going out, giving the shirt off of their back, giving hugs in the community, paying it forward, paying it forward at the coffee shop line. All these acts of kindness really do have a powerful impact on everybody's day. And that's what fan bragging is. It's your chance to have a powerful impact in the business community. You are somebody's customer. In order for our economy to thrive, we just talked to Christine Hernandez with Champion Carpet Colorado, and recognizing that, for all of those that are out there serving every single day, really struggling to make ends meet, and especially these small businesses, it's so easy for us to recognize and think of the big stores, right? They've got the big marketing budgets. They're on every street corner. You see them everywhere, and it seems just simpler and easier to take your business to them. But these small businesses that are really fighting to keep their doors open.
And keep the tax money and everything in the local community.
Right. And their money stays in the community.
That's right.
It's their kids' dance lessons.
Yes.
And this is, they're shopping in the farmers markets and they're supporting the other local small businesses. And so your fan brags really do make a difference, because it allows our listeners to find out about somebody else they might not have thought of, somebody who doesn't really have a marketing budget to go out and advertise. And so they rely so heavily on their customers for this word of mouth.
Yeah.
So we rely on you to share fan brags.
Well, and when you fan brag, you start a domino effect, if you will, that It makes a difference in your local community. Let's reference Christine Hernandez one more time, because she was just here in the studio. She said that Experience Pros now accounts for, she's been with us for less than a year, in a 26-year-old business, and Experience Pros now accounts for 30% of their entire income.
It's not an unusual story.
It's not. Mm-hmm. But here's what Christine does in order to be a part of that story. She posted on I Care About Great Service in our Facebook page called I Care About Great Service. She says, she tags herself at Mile High Mobile Veterinarian Services. Dr. Peter Walcott was fantastic. We have five dogs between my parents, our nanny, and myself. He was so sweet with our older dogs. He was so knowledgeable about everything that needed done. Great customer service, outstanding price, and the best part, he comes to you. This is one of those companies that once you use them, your whole family will because it was just that awesome. Thank you, Mile High Mobile Veterinarian Services. You really made this a great experience. She used the hashtag fanbrag and gave their phone number, which happens to be 303-394-3189. And that, my friends, is the essence of why we do what we do. Because when you exercise kindness and tell us about who's getting it right next to you, people want to be a part of that. They know where to go, and the goodwill that generates out of that starts the domino trip in, and before you know it, you're making 30% of your entire budget or income. And what did you do? You exercised kindness, just like this caller.
Hi, this is Darren Caney, and I was just calling to do a fan brag for Greg over at Instant Imprints. I'm with Legal Shield, and we do have opportunities to order apparel directly from the company, and I went over and sat down with Greg, and he was kind enough to take time to go through his catalogs, show me several different options, actually helped me find some shirts that I like better than what's available to me through the home office. And the price was right, too. So fan brag over to Greg at Instant Imprints. They are at 6882 South University Boulevard, and their website is www.instantimprints.com. /South Metro. That's a /South Metro. And the phone number over there is 303-771-2244. That's Greg over at Instant Imprints. And this is Darren Caney with Legal Shield. We do identity theft protection and restoration with our ID Shield and also prepaid legal services through Legal Shield. So if you want any help with that, my contact number is 720-484-0880. Hope you have a great day. Thanks.
And we hope you have a great day as well, Darren. Thank you for the fan brag. Again, fan bragging about Instant Imprints located at 6882 South University Boulevard in Centennial, Colorado, 80122. Their phone number, 303-771-2244. Darren Caney, of course, with Legal Shield, able to help you get your legal either prepaid or, most importantly, protect yourself from that identity theft and guarantee that you're going to get people to help if that should ever be a problem.
I'll tell you what, you want to grow your business. This is what the Experience Pros Network is all about.
It's amazing.
We have an incredible community of members all digging deep to help each other, to lift each other up, to refer each other, to brag about each other. It is, you know, we're seeing these incredibly powerful relationships created, and most importantly, businesses are booming. They are thriving. Best years ever within 3 months of joining the Experience Pros Network.
If it were a one-off, Angel, I don't think we'd be nearly as excited about it. But this is happening over and over and over. When people sign up to become a member of the Experience Pros Network, no matter where they are, whether it's in you know, North Denver, South Denver, Phoenix, Dallas, wherever they are growing and their businesses are growing. You've tapped into something unique and special because it's positive. Just like this radio show, it is a positive business experience. And we are the pros.
We are. And, you know, got a couple of testimonials that came in just for the Experience Pros Network this week.
Yeah.
Brenda, who lives in Alaska, she says, they came up north or else I would have never found Experience Pros. I didn't know I had a problem until I met these folks. My first impression is they are very positive and encouraging to small business, which is why I jumped on board. The type of people they surround themselves with is the kind of people I want to learn from and grow from. I would have never met a lot of the people that I now do business with if I hadn't connected with Experience Pros.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Listener Nick just chimed in. This is the smartest thing I've ever done in my business. How about you? Join us at experiencepros.com and click the Get Started button. Let's do it today. Let's help you get your hundreds of thousands, millions, who knows what. We can help. All right. We got to take a quick break for another top of the hour news. We'll be back with another hour after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.